Scotty, talking about why sport is so great and the theatre, did you watch that preliminary final between, of course, the Melbourne Vixens and the Giants in the Super Netball prelim?
I think, what's the cliche? It had everything. It literally did have everything.
And Gareth, our next guest was a star for the Vixens. I don't know how they won, actually. And Joe Weston joins us now on the Breakfast Club. First of all, Joe, congratulations. What about that?
Oh, thank you very much. I don't know how we won.
Yeah. So just to paint the picture for our listeners
good
out
luck.
There. You were 9 goals down at three-quarter time. You were outplayed in the second and third terms against the Giants, but you outplayed them in the fourth term and somehow you found a way to win that match. How did you do it?
Look, I mean, I felt like we were still in it. I mean, 9 goals down at three-quarter time is a pretty big margin, but, you know, my mindset was that if we could probably just close the gap a little bit by little bit, we have the last 5 minutes of every quarter in Super Netball, we have a two-goal shot that comes into play. So I think we were thinking that if we could build the pressure in the first 10 minutes and just close that gap, we'd be in with a good chance just to be able to put pressure on and hopefully cause mistakes. And in games like that this year, we've won. So, and we won, yes, on Sunday or Saturday. What day was it? Saturday.
So let's take us through that final 30 seconds. You had the error and you were one down, and then Emily Maddox, take us through this interception that basically saved the game.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, it must have been maybe 75 seconds left and it was out, then it passed, and I think we were trying to use up a little bit of time, obviously, because netball is sometimes a game of keeping off. So MJ, one of our shooters, turned, I think, to waste some more time, and one of my mid-quarters, Liz, I think, thought she was going to shoot the goal, so we turned over the ball. It comes streaming down the Giants' ends, and it's their centre pass after. And I'm unfortunately out of play, of course, making Emily play on a 2-on-1 situation. And then out of nowhere, she just sails through the air and gets the match-winning intercept and Maui Kawenda's life-saving intercept. And we're through to the grand final.
So how do you, obviously, celebrations, your season, some, I would imagine at stages, thinking that it's over. And especially after the season that you've had, Joe, like, you were the Wooden Spooners last season and you only lost 2 matches this year to be the minor premiers. How do you get and celebrate such a moment like you did on Saturday and then regroup and concentrate on trying to beat the Fever who outplayed you in that semi-final?
Yeah, I think to get a berth in the grand final is a real reward for how dominant we've been this season. Our first semi-final against the Fever was much lower than the expectations we have of ourselves. But, you know, if you look back throughout the whole year, it's just been such an enjoyable experience to build from our result last year on the bottom of the ladder, recruit some really great players, go through a really tough pre-season together, get Liz Watson back from injury, and then to actually get the results out on court in some really tight games has been really incredible. So, yeah, we're just really excited. The result, you know, you just got to enjoy those moments for what they are. We do try and move on quite quickly, so we're sort of putting it out of our minds for the task at hand, but it'll probably be something we talk about for a couple of years to come.
Joe, are you a fan of the Super Shot? Because you guys were 8 up in the first quarter, and the Giants then hit 6 Super Shots in the second quarter to completely change the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm personally not really a fan of it as a defender. I understand there's some maybe entertainment elements and it can help close leads, but my personal view is that it's not really reward for effort and goes against the team ethos of Neville. And it's actually not that far away from the post. I personally view that if you're going to be giving 100% more value to a shot, it should be 100% more difficult. So my view is it always should be further out just because I personally think it's a little bit too easy for the shooters.
Now, I might be wrong, Joe, but I just don't think it's netball. And I think you might have the power to get rid of this rule because I read, hopefully this is right, you're the vice president of the Australian Netball Players Association and then you're on the board of the Suncorp Super Netball competition. Is that right?
Yeah, I have been previously. I'm now president of the Players Association.
Well, president, well, you're the boss. Go. Well, surely you can get the rules changed.
Look, I wish. I don't think we have that much sway over Netball Australia, unfortunately. But yeah, it's just one of those things which was sort of introduced really last minute, which makes it difficult. I think once you've already recruited and sourced your team for the year, to change a rule like that is kind of a bit silly. And also our playing groups don't really like it. You know, all of us want to be playing international netball and the rules there are very different. So for us, the best practice to be playing for the Diamonds or any of the other international competitions is playing, you know, similar rules in our domestic competition week in, week out.
What would you do if you were CEO of Netball Australia?
That's a good question.
Find some cash.
Probably wouldn't want to be in their financial position at the moment. But you know what? I feel like they're trying a few different avenues. My ethos would always be about still trying to engage the current fan base and to grow that at the same time. I feel like that's just something that they might have overlooked with some of the initiatives they're trying to do. And I understand they're trying, you know, to create new revenue streams and diversify our fan base. But you just, I personally have to think about what costs. But obviously, I've got a very subjective view, being a big netball fan myself and a player in the sport currently.
Joe, you got this amazing win without Kira Austin, who got COVID at a very unfortunate time. How is she? Is she out? And when do you leave for Perth?
She's not quite out yet. I think she, or maybe it is today or tomorrow. I actually don't know. Sorry. I think we're meant to be flying. I'm very unknown with the details. I'm very type B with that. Someone just tells me where to go and I'll turn up at the right time, hopefully.
Oh, I can relate to that.
I think we're heading over Friday or Saturday at this point and Kira should be out soon. So hopefully our team will be back to full strength and it'll be awesome.
And how do you beat the Fever at home in front of their home crowd and with the best, I think Fowler's the best goal shooter in the world.
Oh, ever.
Yes.
How do you stop her?
I know. They are pretty unstoppable and they've got powerhouses down both ends of the court, you know, but we've beaten them three times this year and last time we headed over to Perth, we had a win. So I feel like we've got a bit of a strategy in place, but with anything, it doesn't just come back to beating Fowler in a one-on-one contest. It's all about the work that's done around that to create pressure and to create turnovers.
Well, hopefully the game is as good as what we saw there on Saturday in the prelim. We wish you the best of luck, Joe. You've been the best side all season, and it would be some fairy tale story if you can come from finishing last year and be the premiers this year. Go and get the Fever over there, and make sure you find out when that flight is.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, guys. Bye. Yes.